Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Parkes for an update. And joining us, it is the Mayor of Parkes Shire. It is Ken Keith. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mel.
Thanks for your time this morning, sir. Let's talk about noxious weeds, specifically African boxthorn.
Yes. It's a major weed in our area, and you get lovely seasons like we've been having, and they've been flowering fairly prolifically, and they're not a nice weed if you've ever come across them. They've got very sharp thorns and not good for sheep or cattle. So we're looking at the economic impacts of those, and if you don't know what they look like, please contact council's weeds officer and get in touch with them, because there is a responsibility to control them.
Yep, okay. National Tree Day, that's wrapped up for the year?
Yes, it has. There was a hardy group of about 30 or so on a fairly cold Sunday morning here 2 weeks ago, and we had fun planting some trees, and got nearly 250 trees and shrubs planted. And a big thanks to the volunteers and also all the organisers of the event, which were council staff and land care.
And speaking of tree planting, there's a tree planting ceremony at a preschool.
Yes, so look, it was a lovely occasion. We went to the new preschool, the former Long Day Care Centre of Parkeshire Councils, and it's now a preschool as well as Long Day Care. And it planted a lovely little tree, and they did a welcome. The little three-year-old kids did a welcome to Wiradjuri land in Wiradjuri language, which was really good. And then one of our directors, Brendan Hayes, actually read them a little Indigenous storybook, which was really a lovely, sweet occasion. And the trees we planted was a native mint tree, and little saplings of those, and we encouraged the preschool children to come and help plant those trees with us.
Wonderful. All right, now I believe the results are in from the chemical clean-out from households?
Yes, look, every year we have a household chemical clean-out, and over 2 tonnes of hazardous household waste have been collected from sheds and garages and homes in the Park Shire, and it included, would you believe, 1,237 gas cylinders and 465 kilograms of paint, both water and oil.
Wow.
202 fire extinguishers and many other out-of-date and toxic substances. It was great to see residents taking the opportunity to get rid of those potentially hazardous materials and disposing of them safely.
Yeah, they're not the sort of things you want to end up in a landfill. Now, the bulky waste collection, when's that happening?
Look, it's happening from the 5th of September, and residents are encouraged, if they've got bulky goods that they can't get themselves out to the tip, then council has this collection service. Anything that sort of fits in about a 1 by 2 metre space is eligible for collection. So if you go to the council's website, you can actually see some diagrams there of how much you're allowed to put out and what can be collected over that sort of 3 weeks from the 5th of September.
All right, show season, we're nearly there. It's all happening.
Oh, look, it is. Tullamore Show was on the weekend, and Trundle will be this Wednesday. And then the following Wednesday will be Peak Hill, and then Parkes the following week, so at the end of August. And it's always a wonderful time, and particularly coming out of the COVID like we have been, it's nice to see communities coming back together again for the shows and displaying wonderful produce we have in our region.
Indeed, they are coming up. If you want to find out more information, you can follow Council's Facebook page, or you can go to parks.nsw.gov.au. It is the website. I'm with Ken Keith, the Mayor of Parkes. Thank you, sir, for your time this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you, Neil, and stay warm.